WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here. Welcome back to How to Be Stoic. If you're anything like me, you've probably had those moments where you feel stuck. Like there's this incredible potential inside you just waiting to burst out, but something's holding you back. Ever felt that way? You know the feeling. A nagging sense that you're capable of so much more, yet life keeps you in this familiar, comfortable rut. That's what we're tackling today, unlocking your true potential. We're diving deep into the heart of Stoicism and exploring how these ancient principles can be your secret weapon to break free from limitations and step into your greatness. First things first, let's get real. Potential doesn't just magically materialize. It needs fuel, it needs direction, and most importantly, it needs action. Stoicism is all about cultivating inner strength, clarity of thought, and a relentless focus on what you can control. These aren't abstract concepts, they're practical tools that can transform your life. Think about it like this. Imagine your potential as a massive oak tree, just waiting to grow. But without the right soil, sunlight, and nourishment, it'll never reach its full height. That's where Stoicism comes in. It provides the framework for cultivating those essential elements. The first key takeaway? Recognize your control. This one is huge. We often waste precious energy worrying about things we can't influence. The weather, other people's opinions, global events, you name it. Stoicism reminds us that true power lies in focusing on what's within our control. Our thoughts, our actions, and our reactions to external circumstances. Next up, practice virtue. Think of virtue as the fertile soil for your potential. Courage, wisdom, justice, and temperance. These are the cornerstones of a meaningful life. They don't just sound good, they equip you to navigate challenges with grace and integrity, constantly honing your character. Imagine facing adversity with unwavering courage, responding to setbacks with wisdom, and treating others with fairness and compassion. That's the power of living virtuously. Now, let's talk about living in the present. We get so caught up dwelling on the past or obsessing over the future that we miss out on the beauty of right now. Stoicism encourages us to embrace the present moment fully. It's not about ignoring our goals. It's about appreciating each step along the way, finding joy in small things, and cultivating a sense of gratitude for what we have. Think about it like this. If you spend all your time yearning for the perfect future, you'll never truly appreciate the journey. The same goes for dwelling on past regrets. They can't be changed, but they don't have to define you. Stoicism helps us find peace and contentment in the here and now. Finally, seek wisdom. Knowledge is power, but true wisdom comes from understanding ourselves, our place in the universe, and the nature of reality. It's about constantly learning, questioning, and seeking deeper meaning. Just like a sculptor chisels away at stone to reveal the masterpiece within, Stoicism encourages us to refine our thoughts and beliefs through reflection, contemplation, and exposure to diverse perspectives. Okay, so let me paint you a picture. Imagine your best friend is going through a tough time. Maybe they've lost their job or are struggling with a personal challenge. You want to help, right? But instead of offering generic advice or trying to fix things for them, you listen attentively, offer words of encouragement, and remind them of their strengths and past triumphs. You empower them to tap into their own inner resilience and navigate the situation with grace and determination. That's what Stoicism is all about. Fostering our own inner strength so we can not only overcome challenges but also support others in doing the same. Let's recap. Recognize your control, practice virtue, live in the present, and seek wisdom. These are the pillars of unlocking your true potential. Remember, it's not a race, it's a journey of constant growth and self-discovery. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and never lose sight of the incredible human being you're capable of becoming. So, what's one key takeaway that resonated with you? Think about how you can apply it to your life today. Maybe by focusing on a single area where you want to grow or simply practicing mindfulness for a few minutes each day. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. Let's spread the wisdom and empower one another to live our most fulfilling lives. That's it for today, folks. Join me tomorrow for another dose of Stoic Living. Until then, keep striving for greatness.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.